Did you know that more than 100 artists want to invite you into their homes and studios this weekend? That's because this Sunday, November 18th, is a Royal Arts Collective's 20th Annual Discovery Tour. This is an art walk that starts at 9:30 at the Lummis House on Avenue 43. And from there until 5 that evening, you're free to explore art spaces of participating painters, jewelry makers, sculptors, woodworkers. I don't have the time to name all the different types of artists there are. And we're going to be talking with several of the artists participating today, starting off with woodturner, sculptor, and mixed media artist Sandy Hughes, who's also a professional stagecrafter. Sandy, what came first for you, the stagecrafting, the upholstering, the furniture making, or the art?
All of it. It all kind of came simultaneously. I was a theater major in college, and I started doing technical theater, and I did that for many, many, many years. And then one day I just realized that it wasn't really what I wanted to do anymore. And so I ended up getting a job on a TV show for a few years, which bought my house, which is great. But then I started to do more woodworking and more, you know, sculpting of wood and turning. And I finally got into wood turning a few years ago, and that has really become really cool. So it's a combination of turning and sculpting and wood burning and coloring and doing all kinds of stuff like that to try to make things happen with the art for me.
What first interested you in wood turning?
You know, people ask me that all the time, and I'm not really sure what attracted me to wood turning. I was sculpting wood and sculpting clay and doing paper mache and all that kind of stuff for a while. And I'm trying to think if I actually met somebody who was a wood turner or how that came about, but it just was sort of a natural extension maybe of the sculpting. And I started to see people, because wood turning used to be very functional. You know, you'd see salad bowls, or you'd see, you know, things that plates, and that they're beautiful, but they're very functional and they're craft rather than art. And I started thinking, well, wouldn't it be cool to be able to do more art with that kind of thing? And slowly over the last maybe 15 or 20 years, turning has become art as opposed to just craft. So it's sort of attracted me in that sense, because you can move a lot of wood quickly off a piece with a lathe, and then you can sculpt it or wood burn it or do all kinds of stuff with it, manipulate it afterwards in many different ways.
With that in mind, tell me about some of the cool stuff we're going to see when people come to see your work.
Usually what's going to happen, I'm going to be over at one of the artists who's on the tour, Heather McLarty, and she and I do kind of the same thing, only with different materials. She works in steel and I work in wood. And we're both going to be doing demonstrations, so that'd be cool. So we'd love to have people come and watch that. But I'm going to have I do a lot of off-center turning, or it's called eccentric turning, which delights me. So I'll be doing some of that, and I have a lot of things that are turned on multiple axes. So you think of turning as being one thing, you know, you put something between a center and it turns and it makes something round or cylindrical. And if you change the axes, you can make things actually shape differently. So I'll have stuff there that's like that. I've got some little sculptures that are representation of animals or bugs or, you know, flowers and that kind of stuff. So, and that all sort of happened because of that. So we'll see. I have a lot of that stuff there.
Like you, I'm delighted with that phrase, eccentric turning.
I know, it's really cool. And, you know, people, you know, look at me and they say, yeah, okay, we get it. but, you know, it's one of those things where being able to manipulate the wood in a way that's not, because people really do look at wood and they think, okay, it's obviously you've turned that. It's cylindrical, it's round, it's straight. And with eccentric turning, you can make things that are, people actually don't understand that they're actually made on a lathe, even if people understand what the lathe is, which is also an interesting thing because you have to explain how lathes and that, how the tools work. But eccentric turning is definitely something where you can make things that are incredibly whimsical and astonishing a lot of the time. So it's a lot of fun.
What's one of your favorites that you've made recently in that way?
You know, I actually have a piece that's going in. It's not going to be in the Discovery Tour, but it's going to be in the Arboretum is having a big show toward the end of the month on the one-year anniversary of that big windstorm. And I made a piece to go in there. I call it Fishy Noir. And it's made out of this piece of downed wood that I found. It was a piece of carob. And the fish, it's like, it looks like a little reef scene. And I made these fish, and they're all sort of, they all have some eccentric turning, they all have some regular turning, they all have some carving. So they're kind of odd looking, and they're not real fish, but you can obviously tell it's a reef scene. So that was really fun and exciting to do. I really enjoyed doing that.
If I remember Fishy Noir, I've seen the picture of it. These are like white blowfish on black wood.
Yes, yes, that's exactly it. And it's funny because that piece kind of, when I originally conceived of it, I was seeing a very colorful reef scene. And, you know, because that's what saltwater fish are. They're gorgeous and they're iridescent and they've just got these vibrant colors. And I started turning them, and then I because I wanted to kill the wood grain, I started coating them with gesso and some other textural mediums. And I'm looking at them and I'm kind of going, I really like the way they look, just white, just plain white, and there's no embellishment on them at all. And they turned out really good. They don't have eyes. They have little lips, but they have extreme expressions. So it's very interesting. People have been really kind of, you know, interested in this, you know, process and that. And yeah, I had no idea it was going to turn out the way it did. And it was a wonderful surprise when it did for me.
Are the wonderful surprises a common thing for you in your creative process?
Yeah, probably more than they should be. I think part of what's going on with me is because a lot of artists like to really plan things out. And that's actually a smart thing, particularly when you're dealing with expensive materials. Luckily, most of my materials are trash wood, like street wood. So it's not that it's so expensive. But yeah, I don't plan as much as I should. And I'm not what I would, I'm sort of a mid-level turner. I'm not a really experienced. I've only been doing it for about 2.5 years. And it's good enough for me to get in trouble, but not good enough for me to consider myself a professional wood turner. So yeah, when I do things, I usually have an idea of what I want to produce, but sometimes I don't sketch and sometimes I do, but sometimes the surprises happen. And you also start to cut into a piece and you realize, unless it's a very specifically non-figured wood, like there's woods that you can get that are very tight grained and they're very reliable. And when you have a piece of street wood, you start cutting into it and you find some massive fault, or you find a piece of metal or just a void. And then you kind of go, okay, does this piece fit the original concept? And it might. And it might not. And then at that point, you have to adjust. We call it design adjustments. And that's when, or you catch your tool in a piece and because it's uneven or the grain is funny and you get a big gouge and it's like, oops, didn't mean to do that. But that's a way you can, you know, you kind of got to do that on the fly. So yes, I'm not a person who tends to plan their pieces extensively, but it's nice to have an idea in general, sort of where the path is.
That's artist Sandy Hughes, who's going to be exhibiting her work this Sunday, November 18th, as part of the Arroyo Arts Collective's 20th Annual Discovery Tour. Just ahead on Over Coffee, we take a closer look at some of what she's going to be exhibiting on LancerRadio.org.